where basically you learn that there's this flesh render character who has been the very creative type. He's been the one creating all the the Taken characters and stuff like that. But he's a bit of an artist. We show up, we finally track him down to his home after finding his laboratory, etc. And he speaks to us because he's a...
Mind flayer,
thank you. Mine's going blank. He talks directly right into our head. And basically, one of the cool things about this quest is that the Dungeon Master is actually the guy that we're looking for. And he's talking to us directly inside our head. And we're intruding on his house, but he's a little excited that we're here. Obviously, he wants to take care of us, but at the same time, he's an artist, has lots of these creations, and he's kind of happy to show them off to a certain extent. So as we wander around here and battle all the enemies that we meet, we can take a look at all the exhibits on display and see some of his fine works of art. He's basically letting us know that the works of art that we're seeing, in fact, are made up of pieces of flesh and could be people we've known, friends we've had, etc., i.e. people that have gone missing. So we're looking at various little statue devices here, showcases. As we continue and just blast through these monsters here, we're going to see some other unique types of displays. Oh, more monsters to kill. And here we have a living exhibit. He's actually trying to break through the glass, if you notice here. Glass looks pretty thick, though, so it's pretty safe. Well, we got another one over here. This one manages to get through the glass, so we'll have to take care of him. Just did nicely. Oh, look, a display of three of them. Considering the other one broke through the glass.
Make a break for it.
But anyways, we're going to skip ahead. There's a pretty cool segment over here where we actually get to this Mind Flayer's sort of fashion catwalk. This is a little theater here. This is his catwalk. Basically, he's going to show us the latest in flesh-crafted fashion. This is a case of our designers having a lot of fun. So we're going to see some monsters come out here and display their display some nice hats for us, etc.
That's
a beautiful, nice plush hat, and then we top that with a top hat. And basically what ensues here is that after having a chance to show off a little bit, he now tries to take care of you, and, you know, get rid of you, take care of you, defeat you. And so we go through a series of battles here. As you can see up on some of the upper stages, we have a bunch of these Taken monsters showing up and lobbing things at us. So we go through a series of battles over here. And basically the Mind Flayer himself ends up coming out, and basically as a showdown he gives us this huge headache and he sucks us into his brain, his mind, and we have a battle right in there. And it's a really cool boss fight that we have. It has a very unique mechanic. We'll just jump ahead to that. So there he is. He's kind of huge. He's got this armor around him, this bluish armor. It basically means he's invulnerable to our attacks right now. As we wander around, we can see all these little cocoon things, and if we go up and examine one of these cocoons, you can see that there are people inside them that are trapped, they've gone crazy, and he's basically melded with their minds, and he uses their mind power to actually create this armor that he has. So, if we try to attack these things, we can't really do any damage to the cocoons, and we have all these Taken monsters coming out to attack us that we have to dispose of. once we dispose of them, he'll start attacking us with these, he's lobbing these round balls at us. So we can use these actual balls that he throws at to actually destroy the cocoons. So as we do that, we start weakening his armor. And what we want to look for is that blue armor having disappeared, and that means he's vulnerable and we can start attacking him. Like right now, that's gone, so now we can start attacking him. And we have a limited window of time before he'll create more of these cocoons and his armor will come back. So basically, it's a mechanic where you keep on fighting these waves of taken that he throws at you and try to get him to use his attacks to destroy the cocoon so that you can get him vulnerable for a while to kind of attack him directly. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so a mechanic. Good idea.
We're still tuning it. We're just about to go into beta on this. But it should be a real pretty cool boss fight.
It should be interesting to see how people figure it out and work through it.
Yeah, his strategy changes as you play. His strategy will change with each wave.
Yeah.
He'll try and throw some new things at you.
Definitely.